on fire. Killed over 60 people, mostly women and children.
How'd you catch him?
He started writing to the papers and the television. He wanted credit for the deaths. He set fire to a couple of cops before we got him. We were wearing those big silver suits that they wear to oil rig fires. He couldn't get them to burn. We took him down to the police station, and that was the mistake. He set it on fire.
Where else could you have taken him? I asked.
He shrugged massive shoulders. I don't know, somewhere else. I was still in the suit, and I held on to him. Told him we'd burn up together if he didn't stop it. He laughed and set himself on fire.
McKinnon sat his glass very carefully on the edge of the desk.
The flames were this soft blue color, almost like a gas fire, but paler. Didn't burn him, but somehow it set my suit on fire. I had to strip it off while he laughed. He walked out the door, and he didn't think anyone would be stupid enough to grab him.
I didn't say the obvious. I let him talk.
I tackled him in the hallway and slammed him into a wall a couple of times. Funny thing, where my skin touched him, it didn't burn. It was like the fire crawled over a space and started on my arms, so my hands are fine.
I nodded. There's a theory that a pyro's aura keeps them from burning. When you touched his skin, you were too close to his own aura, his own protection, to burn. He stared at